I think, yeah, Brigitta Kuster is next.
I will give some comments on a notion, namely the notion of mobile commons, that we developed during a research that we had from 2011 on, a research with colleagues from Italy and Greece, in a larger project actually, on Eurodac. This is namely, for those who don't know, Eurodac is the, it's this big European database where the fingerprint data of every asylum seeker in Europe and of those persons who enter European territory on an irregular basis are captured. So, and this database actually is meant also to regulate so-called secondary movement in Europe. And what Bernd told us yesterday, I mean, the whole story of the Balkan route is has to be very much understood in the context of this kind of try to regulate the movements of migrants within Europe. I mean, it's also a question of the freedom of movement within Europe already and not only to Europe. So we had this research and we were looking at the way actually how this kind of technical regulation, how this works in practice, how and especially also how migrants deal with it. Or the other way around, how these control technologies try to deal with the movements of the migrants, because we all think like movement comes first and then comes the control of the movement. And how these control technologies, which are identification technologies, how they try to fix, in a way, what Avery Gordon also pointed to yesterday as a fugitivity of the migrant. Of the migrants. So and Nana already raised the idea that we had that there is a kind of continuity between the actions of the migrants and then the control technologies answering in a way to it, what we addressed as the control continuum. So nevertheless, there are top-down strategies of migration management through data, and these are very strong corporate actors that are on place in this context, and there are maybe bottom-up tactics making and reimagining Europe from below and through migration and transnational connectivities. And I do think that nevertheless, this goes also via technology, how you showed us yesterday, Isabel, with one example of, let's say, counter-surveillance. So it is perhaps not possible to draw such a sharp dividing line between tactics and strategies of enabling transborder and international mobility in cases where it is not intended. And there are for sure very dark underworlds of migration. We as researchers, or even as activists, are probably the last people to deal with and understand these underworlds. And we should admit this. And on the other side, probably, we should invest in a terminology or into actions that enables us to talk with the movement of migration or to them instead of about them. And this, I think, is also due to the try to not romanticize migration movements, as Sandro emphasized it yesterday. So, how we, alongside with colleagues from Greece, especially Dimitris Parsanoglou, Nikos Triklimniotis, Dimitris Papadopoulos, and Vasilis Tsianos, we came to speak about mobile commons and mobile undercommons. Mobile undercommons apply particularly in the cases of borders that don't prove anymore to be fixed geographical demarcation lines, but turn out to be extended areas of negotiations and contested territories of border zones, which is very much the case in today's Europe. It has been a long time since European borders were merely geographical demarcation lines to the outside. They also manifest as informational, like through information border zones to the inside that often extend over many years of a migrant's life. This effectively means that the attempt to immigrate to Europe is sometimes thwarted because a person can find themselves unable to arrive despite having already reached the territory. Or you are criminalized upon entry so that your immigration becomes synonymous with the long and painful process of avoiding deportation. We could think about migrants during their border crossings or during their transit on an almost permanent footing as updatable networks of social groups. Mobile undercommons are created in migrant networks that actualize temporary social groups. Nobody travels alone, at least usually not for the whole duration of the journey. Likewise, the use of media is never solitary. This is the reason for the term mobile undercommons. You immediately have to do it, have to do with them if you're about to realize cross-border mobility contrary to state intentions and restrictions, away from criminalizing, economizing, and victimizing, drag them along this course. We understand the concept of mobile commons, undercommons, as a kind of European underground railroad to communicate the difficult to represent, let's say, infra-politics of migrant mobility that always come to stove the way in the lower deck or cargo space of globalization, so to say. In criminalized transnational migration, everybody is surrounded by many people and many media environments that can be employed by everyone, individually or per delegation. I use your phone and give you in return something else. You borrow me your phone until I reach Berlin and then hand it over in a certain cyber cafe in Wedding neighborhood, for instance. Or simply, can you send a message for me? Very important apps are, for instance, WhatsApp, Skype, Viber, Twitter, GPS, Google Maps, Facebook groups that can serve as trip advisors, marine weather and wind maps, but also very mundane letters. Mobile undercommons include all sorts of media, not just like these digital or fancy ones. Mobile undercommons stand for the socially distributed potential to act within a continuum of off- and online communication structures while simultaneously seeing to their preservation. Those who come after you should be able to take the same route as you did, wherever possible, and find the appropriate information and mediation infrastructures intact. Commons are opportunities created and restored in the same instance. Commons are infrastructures of the shared. The mobile undercommons of migration expand the notion of the common to include two further contexts and conglomerates of debate, namely transnational migration and the black radical tradition, which stems from the object's resistance and deals with the dispossessing, disruptive powers inherent to thingness. To speak of mobile undercommons of migration is, in my view, to assume a moral economy of transit migration. It was English social historian Edward Palmer Thompson who spoke of a moral economy in bread revolts led by the British subproletariat in the 19th century. Thompson used the term in an attempt to grasp such forms of resistance in a non-class reductionist way as subsistence strategies. James Scott, who analyzed rural subsistence ethics in colonial era Southeast Asia, with all its social, cultural, political, and economic challenges and religious elements. Scott defined the moral economy as a right to subsistence that contains both normative, cultural, and religious elements. Moral economy addresses the cultural life form with which marginalized and subaltern organize their survival. Moral in this case means articulating a forced limit on economic rationality and organized private interests that applies to both sides of an antagonistic relationship. In the case of European border, the actual one, the latter manifests, for instance, as the military-industrial complex. This kind of boundary value always affects the limit of justice and not necessarily of law, and it's equivalent to a quantified level of violence. Just how far can you go? In the world where crossing a certain border irregularly is a necessity, the moral economy of transit migrants, which mediates between control and mobility, is not based on reciprocity or an exchange of equivalences, but on a principle of facilitation. You shall get more far than I did. You deserve better. You should have it better. Conversely, the frequency of micro-fascist utterances like the typically German, and it's really hard to translate this, die soll es auch nicht besser gehen als mir, that translates something like, why should you do better than me? Or you shouldn't have it better than I do. So it's a typically German saying, is a measure of decay value or declining value of Europe's moral economy. In their book, The Undercommons, Fugitive Planning and Black Study, Stefano Harney and Fred Morton clearly side with the opposition to social communitarian modes of governing, which often more or less arrange themselves according to the principle of territorial sovereignty, as evidenced by phenomena such as gated communities in our cities, which might be like the contrary of sanctuary cities. To Harney and Morton, the ordinary and mundane runs beneath the common to a certain extent and is to be understood as an oppositionality, such as a subaltern connection, as an experiment with the informal and a future present time. They describe undercommons as a, and I quote them, being together in homelessness, while also referring to marooning or fleeing enslavement. Here, the commonplace is, and I quote them, a way of feeling through others, a feel for feeling others feeling you. This is modernity's insurgent feel. End of quote. Thanks.